Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, starring
the Mrs.
and Mr.
A man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Of course, I am the Mr. Joining me today without our guest host, Lil Stevens, not here today, is, of course, the Mrs.
Hello.
Hello. You know, Lil Steven can't be here today, so we're starting that over. Welcome all our Periscopians that's out there, or Periscope fans, whatever.
Fans.
All
right. The fans.
On today's show, we got a great show for you today. Of course, we've got funny family moments, guilty pleasures, and of course, the game show that we'll play last.
Oh, we are doing the game show.
Oh, we're not?
No, I guess we are.
I don't care.
That should be fun without little Steven to moderate us.
Oh, this will always be great. Anyway, today's show, let's go into it. Funny family moments. You got a funny family moment you want to start?
You know, I always like when you go first.
Of course you do. What did we talk about at dinner last night? Because I was like, this should be a segment on the show today.
What did we talk about at dinner last night?
That should be a segment.
Was it me and the beer?
It may have been, because you always order a beer that you don't like.
Well, I don't know I don't like it until I try it. And then I know I don't like it. And then I don't order it again. So I don't. Was that funny to you that I ended up with a beer I didn't want to drink?
No, it wasn't funny to me that you ordered a beer that you didn't want to drink, but it's kind of a common theme.
A common theme?
Yes.
Well, I can just stop drinking beer and go back to whiskey.
No, if you like it, I mean, you should drink it if that's what you want to drink. Just saying.
Well, I mean, I prefer whiskey. Beer's a lot cheaper to drink in quantity than whiskey. I really like the stouts. I think what I've got to stop doing is anything that even remotely is going to be a yellow-colored beer. If it's not going to be amber or brown, I should just not attempt to drink it.
I agree. So did you have any funny family moments this week?
I thought, actually last night playing... Well, I wasn't playing. You were playing Monopoly with the kids on the PlayStation. That was funny to me. So especially when our niece decided that I still don't even understand what she was upset about. And, of course, my most favorite nickname for our youngest nephew is Pouty McPout Pout, because he can pout better than anybody else in the whole world. And when his sister had her meltdown last night, he actually sang Pouty McPout Pout to his sister, which didn't help the situation any, but it was really, really funny, because all those years of being Pouty McPout Pout, and now he was declaring somebody else had finally taken over the title. But that was my funny moment.
That was funny. And the reason she was pouting is because her brothers drove up the bid on the auction.
Okay.
So I still don't think it should go the degree that she took it, but I understand.
No, I mean, she was really upset. She was really upset. It took a while, and then she decided she was done and decided to go color instead. Which was okay. How about you? What was your funny family moment this week?
Let me see. Was it the movie? Probably the funny family moment happened Friday. We went to see Stork. And the movie time said 11:50 in Theater 5. So, you know, reminding you, I'm with your family and nephews and stuff and niece, and we go into the theater that is playing a regular version of the movie that's already started. So we go in, and I thought we were in the right theater because it's what it said. The people up front said Theater 5, that's where we went. And I asked the lady to sit in our row, are you supposed to be there? She showed me, yes, she was, because it was the regular version of the movie. So the movie was on the other side of the theater.
Yes.
Even the movie theater didn't know where it was at.
I don't, yeah. So
if you know your family, like you do, all, you know, all of us was sitting from row D down, waiting to sit down, and we couldn't sit down because there's people in our seats.
But they weren't in your seats.
They weren't. So we had to walk back down and go all the way across the other side of the...
I actually do think that that's funny.
I know you do.
But I can only imagine. I mean, I'm actually, I feel very bad for the lady. You were like, hey, you're in our seats.
I know, and the movie just started. So I'm interrupting her and her kids watching the movie. And I felt really bad, but.
And that's probably her funny family moment for the week, too, from the other perspective.
Some strange white guy came up to me while I was watching a movie with the kids.
So you think she got that descriptive?
Who cares? I mean, I don't care. I'm just saying it was funny, you know. I'm sure it was funny to her.
Well, luckily, you weren't late for the movie, and you made it to the movie that you wanted to see in 3D to see Storks.
Very true.
Which, you know, and I mean, I can understand how anxious everybody would be if they felt they were late for the movie and that they didn't have a place to sit. Very That's true. A good one.
But that was a good one. I mean, and there was other family moments this week. I'm trying to think of another one right now. But, yeah, there's – I thought it was funny. I mean, for me, that to happen. Usually, okay. That doesn't happen to me, okay, because I'm very – we go to a movie. I look on the sign. I go in. I make sure I'm at the right movie.
Yeah. No, you are very diligent when we're in movie theaters, so I can appreciate that. So, no other funny family moments this week that you want to share?
No, not today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there one you think I should share?
No, I just you spend a lot of time with the family during the week more than I do, so I didn't know if you had any other instances throughout the course of the week that would have been amusing.
No.
Not today. Wow.
Not today.
Some weeks are funnier than others, I guess.
Yeah, I just, it's a pretty calm week. I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time with your family this week, so, or my family or anything else.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure tonight will be some funny moments.
Probably not shareable. So, I think, you know, we could also talk a little bit more about the beer thing, because that was actually, we had that happen twice this week.
That's the reason I brought it up, because it's the second time that happened this week. Because Tuesday when we went out and you changed out the beer.
It was really bad beer. No, I don't actually think that the beer was intended to taste that way either. I think that it was, you know, a keg that had gone bad. But I don't understand IPAs. I really don't. They just have a weird, like, grapefruity taste to them, at least the few that I've had recently. And I don't get it. I'd rather have a nice, dark, you know, thick beer that just makes you feel like somebody put some effort into it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a real acquired taste for IPAs.
Yeah.
You got to be used to it. You really, I don't know a lot of people that really like a lot of IPAs. So.
But there are a lot on the market.
Yeah.
So everybody's selling them, so somebody's drinking them.
Somebody's drinking.
Just not me.
They're usually cheaper. I know some of them are usually
cheaper.
Yeah, because
they didn't put any effort into them. Like I said, I like the dark beers. Somebody put some effort into that.
So you're ranting about IPAs right now, but people are drinking them.
I'm ranting about, you know... Yes, I'm ranting, and I don't even know that it's a rant. I'm just stating, you can tell that, you know, it's not the same effort as one of the darker beers.
It's very true. All right, let's move. You got any more family moments you want to share?
I don't. Although I have to say that this segment's suffering without little Steven laughing hysterically at all of our family stuff.
That's nice to let the listeners know that this segment's suffering because that's really going downhill.
I just you know, if it doesn't seem as funny as normal, that's because little Steven's not with us.
Well, usually because we're arguing back and forth right beside each other.
Yes, we don't have the same mojo today. I agree.
Nowhere in that sentence does that say that. Where does it say that?
I don't know, but I think it's time to segue into a different topic.
Wow, man. That's just awful. All right, we're moving to the next little segment we got on this one. Merrick's advice, okay? How important is it for me time in a relationship?
Very important.
There's a post on the Mr. and Mrs. Facebook page that tells you, it's a story about stop feeling guilty about me time.
No, I don't feel guilty. I don't get enough of it.
I don't think really one of us get that much of it.
Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Well, listen.
Are you gonna stick with that story?
I am gonna stick to it. I'm not gonna sell it. I'm gonna stick to it. You know, we both need. I think it's very important. Like you said, why is it important? Since you said it's important.
Because, you know, you still need to spend a little bit of time with yourself, recharging, re-energizing. So I think one of the things you and I talk about is the fact that I am really an introvert. I'm extroverted at work when we do the show. But at heart, I'm really an introvert. So I need that solitude and that quiet time to kind of be with my own thoughts and really recharge myself for the next round of time where I'm not alone. And then, you know, kind of given the way that my week tends to run with, you know, a lot of hours at the job and a lot of things that go on with our family, it's even more important to just find those pieces of time where I can just kind of reconnect with, you know, myself and really kind of form my own thoughts and think about the things that I'm interested in thinking about. It's important, and it's important for you to do the same.
Good answer. Plus, I need some me time for gaming.
So that's not me time.
I do need me
unplugged
time. Right.
You know, maybe a book, maybe a notepad, jotting some thoughts down, maybe like my new relaxation coloring book. Something that kind of...
It's not a coloring book. It's a coloring pad.
No, I have a coloring book, too.
Oh, okay.
So, but that kind of, you know, it allows me to just be, which we don't... I think in society, we just don't take time to just exist.
Just be.
Because I'm thinking about it right now. So I'm sitting here with 3 devices in front of me, 2 aren't on, and another one in my bag. So I'm really not sure why I need 4 devices at the moment, but I have them. And what happens is, you know, even when I have time, I don't spend that time in reflection. I spend that time on one of those devices, which is why stepping away from all of them and spending some time just, you know, maybe listening to some music or something, but not staring at a screen is important.
Okay. No, that's good. That's the reason I want to ask you a question. You know, we were talking about it last week. We didn't get a chance to. We're talking about it this week real fast. So in a relationship, make sure you give each other time to have me time. It's very important.
Yeah, and me time is not like bar time or got like out with your friends or gaming, right? It's really just being with yourself.
Think about your own thoughts and give you time to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go for segment 1 of the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Listen to us on Spreaker, Facebook, and now iHeartRadio.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got a couple more episodes. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
If I could escape, I would, but first of all, let me say I must apologize for acting. acting stank and treating you this way. Cause I've been acting like sour milk all on the floor. It's your fault you didn't shut the refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold. If I could escape and recreate a place that's my own world, and I could be your favorite girl forever, perfectly together. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet? If I could be sweet. Around instead of clowning around, let's look for some common ground.